What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's tell the people this podcast is brought to you by
Ease.com, promo code HAM. You get $20 off your first purchase. Over $50, you get a free delivery.
E-A-Z-E. Share it. Tell your friends.
Ease.com, promo code HAM.
And this podcast is brought to you by MyBookie. Perfect time, Middlecoff. Brackets are here we go.
MyBookie.ag. Promo code HAM numeral one. Just HAM, H-A-M, number one. HAM one.
HAM numeral one. Got it. Okay. Middlecoff Remix!
Is this just a separate pod, or is this, are we inserting this?
We haven't really even talked about it. I think it's just its own bonus pod, not even inserted in the other. So go listen to the other pod that came out an hour ago, because that's got a lot of stuff in it. I got out of the gym. I had a text from Middlecoff that said, FML, Odell to the Browns. And I said, what are you doing? You said, I'm going to dinner. I said, let's get 10 minutes in on this. If we can do it, could be 10, could be an hour and a half. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is... I'm shocked.
I didn't know until a millisecond ago what the compensation was, because I ran home from the gym, jumped on here, I'm looking at you, and you just told me that the
first,
yeah, which is number 17,
which is pick 17.
Uh-huh.
So not even in, no one paid for me to go to Stanford, but there's 32 picks in the first round, and so half would be 16. So it's not even in the top half of the first round. Pick their third round pick, which again, 17, and then there's 17 picks in the second round, and then you got to go to the third round, 17 more picks. Again, not a Stanford math major, but I feels like 70, mid-70s ish.
Not a Stanford math major either. My dad did pay for me to go to Fresno State. It was, I think, $950 a semester.
Yeah, so cheap. Might
have been $550. I can't remember. But. Are you telling me the Niners couldn't roll out a better offer with one eye open? I mean, that's all they get for Odell Beckham? You got 17?
From the sources, my sources.
John, is that Julius Peppers or Jabril Peppers? Which Peppers?
Yeah, it's Julius, just retired guy.
Okay.
So it is Jabril Peppers. And here's the thing that I heard from just some birdies on the street. That just looking at myself in the camera, God, I need a tan. It's maybe just bad lighting.
No, it's bad lighting. You normally don't look this pale.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is that the 49ers.
Raise your color.
I think that the NFC, they didn't want to trade him in the NFC. Which.
I don't get it, but go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I get the division. Like, I'm not trading him to the Eagles or the Cowboys, right? I'd probably think about the Redskins if they'd give me a good haul. But in the – what?
I don't – so stupid. That is so stupid.
Benjamin Albright, I think, just had, like, the best tweet of 2019. And it simply said, is Dave Gettleman the worst general manager of all time? Just start looking at the list of shit he's done. The Josh Norman debacle. Everything that happened in Carolina. Just this whole giant situation. Like, if I'm a Giants fan, we've been saying for a while that – if our show, instead of being in California, was in East Rutherford, or we lived in you know, you would live in Manhattan. I'd fucking the equivalent. I'd be in like Queens or something.
Easy, Brooklyn.
We did this show. We did this show, and we were in two separate boroughs. We would be so mad, right? We'd be fucking furious because, again, if you're gonna trade Odell Beckham, and this is why I kept saying, like, you probably just got to put the two on the table, because you can't come back with 17. Why? Because look what Odell Beckham was. He was, I think, the 12th or 13th pick. So you didn't even get the equivalent of what you used on the guy. And I can't believe for a second, guy, that more teams were not more interested. And I think they were terrified. Like, you're telling me the Colts wouldn't have traded, like, a first round this year and a second round next year? I don't know. Just something. Like, were they scared? Like, I can't trade him to the Colts. He might be good. I can't trade him to the Niners. They might be good. The Browns are going to be good. Look at their offense on paper, guy.
I don't understand this. Don't trade him in the conference. Like, are you guys planning on being in the conference championship game next year? Nobody told me.
Clearly not. If you're trading him,
I mean, what?
How is this going to fly in New York? Would you say that they're going to be furious? Because wouldn't you rather just have a team with Odell Beckham still on it than these three?
Here's the thing. Like, Odell had not been creating a situation like Antonio. Odell was not saying, I'm not coming back. Odell was not demanding a new contract. Like, you could have just rolled with him. So this is the team that spent a second on a running back. That's value. But Odell Beckham, who's not complaining and is under contract and controllable, that's what? Like, you can't act like you're not going to trade him until you get, like, you have to get blown away. That's the other thing. They've been saying, like, if someone makes us an offer that knocks us over, we might have to consider it. Well, but the alternative is you still have Odell Beckham. Like, how can you roll out Eli? Like, you can't roll out Eli if you just traded Odell.
You agree that was a complete lie, that we had to be blown away. Because you can't tell me this was the best offer they received, can you?
Like, I don't believe that they weren't blown away. People would have happily blown you away for Odell. If this is blown away, what, you must weigh like 19 pounds. You're a leaf if this is blown away. A feather blown away. John, I'm blown away.
I'm at a loss.
This is malpractice.
Well, part of it is that I wanted him in my backyard because it would have been good for business. So, again, selfish. But now knowing that, God, I mean, this guy should have probably been on the Niners because they were offering a better pick. I mean, it's a huge win. John Dorsey, is this the easiest trade he'll ever make?
John Dorsey, like, honestly. Maybe, why didn't John Lynch say, hey, Gettleman, you got my number? Maybe that's what it was. Gettleman had nobody's number. Dorsey at the combine said, hey, Gettleman, call me. And, like, I could see Gettleman and Dorsey loving to do deals together, can't you? Like, hey, what do you want? I'll give you a third. All right, buddy. I don't understand why else the insanity
is. Is there a bigger trade?
Those are bad impressions of both guys, I think. Yeah. Might have been a better Dorsey than Gettleman.
Is there a bigger train wreck right now in the NFL than the Giants? Than the New York football Giants? Because they feel like one.
The Raiders have been more buttoned down this offseason.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Plus, like, again, just from a product standpoint, the Raiders could be competitive next year. I mean, they got a lot of picks. It's not crazy to think, like, damn, the Raiders, I mean, Antonio Brown, N'Keal Harry, Rashawn Gary, and, you know, Byron Murphy and Hakeem Butler, I mean, they got, some of them are making plays with Antonio, right? Trent Brown's good.
What are they going to do with the 17th pick?
I don't know. The Browns had fucking all these receivers that no one had ever heard of beside Jarvis in the slot they couldn't catch. And now they got Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and Njoku and Chubb and the woman beater. But he's a pretty good player.
Did they keep,
woman beater was strong. I mean, it was a kick. And it was, you know, it wasn't, I mean, not, yeah, I'm not going to go down that road. But they still got the guy. I mean, their team on paper, if I just go.
Right.
That team, Baker
Freddie
Mayfield.
Freddie Kitchens. What about Freddie Kitchens on paper?
That's the question. But that team's pretty fucking good on paper.
If the Browns can't get it done now, the franchise can never get it done.
That's crazy. I think that's insane. This is insane.
Like, it's one thing to me, partly because we've been openly rooting for them to be a Niner for business.
I think the NFL is blown away right now.
Yeah, part of this for me, like, Odell getting traded is one thing. But him getting traded for no value is such a buzzkill because, like, if you're going to trade him, fine, but let's see you get some sweet stuff. That makes everybody better. But how are the Giants going to get better from this trade?
Well, they can't. To me, they just wanted to get rid of him. It was like they're getting rid of him for future cap space.
Do you think Jim Dolan?
It's one thing to get rid of AB. We all got it, right? It was like, okay, yeah, probably needs to end. Even though I was like, maybe you keep him. And then Gruden. And then people were like, damn, that's all that Gruden had to pay. This one is, why don't you just keep him? How do you keep Eli? Does he have naked pictures? Because we're past the point of, like, the Super Bowl was now 7-8 years ago. You know, it wasn't 3 years ago.
Do you think?
I think this is, John, has been one of the better three-day NFL stretches you ever remember.
Yeah, it's incredible. James Dolan banned a fan for life today, and that's like not even close to the craziest thing that happened in New York sports today, or just in sports.
Well, if he knew that the Giants were going to trade Odell, it was the right move for him to go in and talk, because it's going to get – no one will even mention that tomorrow, will they?
I can't believe this. I can believe that he got traded, and I can believe he got traded to the Browns. I can't believe he got traded for 17, a third, and –
what would a trade
Peppers
that wouldn't blow you away? Like their first or second and Peppers?
Yeah, like when you started telling me, I thought you were going to say 17 and next year's one. Or 17 and two twos. Or I don't know. I mean, we had talked about it on the podcast that came out earlier. So if you haven't heard that one, go listen to that. And one thing we talked about on that podcast was how easy, if that's the offer, how easy it would be for the Niners to top that offer. Usually when an offer like that gets out.
Well, that's what everyone's saying on Twitter. Like, and I got three texts. How did the Niners not Trump this? And then I did some digging and I heard that they did, and they were just told no, that they had a better
offer. Couldn't have
been, the table.
John, they couldn't have been the only ones with a better offer than this.
Well, I agree. I mean, if you're fucking Howie, you're like, hey man, I got some shit for you.
Justin Tuck just tweeted, okay everyone, stop texting my phone, you know as much about this trade as I do. NFL players tweeting right now is pretty good.
The Giants matter in this league, and that's an embarrassing trade. Like, if Odell had been going scorched earth, let's say Antonio Brown, you'd be like, okay, I get it. They no one really wanted to mess with him. But I think a lot of people are like, I'd want Odell. And look at all these teams with money. You're telling me the New York Jets? If you're the New York Jets, you wouldn't offer five for Odell? Now, would they trade him to the New York Jets? But again, like, if you're going to trade him, you're going to trade him. So are you getting value, or are you just getting picked? I'm of the belief here, guy. And this is why I never was meant for the scouting community. First off, I think draft picks are really, really overrated, probably past like the fourth round. You could convince me that third rounders, they don't mean that much to me. Seconds do. Third rounders, though, it gets pretty tough. Once we get to third day, it means nothing to me. But when I hear a third, when that's like a big part of the trade, like, what? Like, the player's value to me is tiny. Peppers, like, he's just kind of a throw-in if it was baseball, because I bet they say, well, we got our starting free strong safety with Landon Collins, who's cheaper and we like more, thinks equally as good of a player. I don't know if they say that, but how they'd say that, he's been at multiple Pro Bowls. I think Peppers went to a Pro Bowl maybe this year, so he's not a scrub. Like, he's an NFL starter.
I'm at a loss.
Let me see if he's been to a Pro Bowl.
It's been like 2 years. I don't.
Yeah, no Pro Bowls or anything. Yeah. Never mind. Got a little ahead of myself. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
By the way, before we, I mean, we could talk about this for forever. Real quick. The other thing, I guess, that's happening, D Ford, it looks like, might very well be headed to the 49ers by the end of the night. Those were the reports. To get a new contract done with the Niners. Just,
well, you know, so if you
under normal circumstances, I'd be fired up to talk about that, but this one is.
Let's say that they get D Ford. Do they still draft a pass rusher?
I think so. I mean,
yeah, you just take Bosa too.
I think so.
Well, I mean, you can never have enough pass rushers, right?
Well, you can, but you can't have enough good ones.
Yeah, you can.
Niners have had plenty of pass rushers.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen more pass rushers with the Niners and Raiders the last 2 years combined. I mean, you can roll out Cassius Marsh and Arden Key and Earl Mitchell and guys all you want. They got pads on and they collect a paycheck. But I'm with you. To me, the D Ford. I mean, what are you trading for him? Like, I ain't giving my second round pick.
For I think somebody said a third, and they're getting something else back. Maybe Matt Miller said that, or Breer, I think, maybe said that.
That the Niners give their third, and the Chiefs give, like, back a fifth and D Ford, is what you're saying?
I'm saying the Niners give a third and get D-Ford plus maybe another player or something. That's what it looks like. I'm just scrolling Twitter here. That by the time this goes up, that maybe that something else has happened.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
going
to have to pay him.
That's not doing much for me, to be honest with you, guy. Not that that's a bad move, because he's a big upgrade for him, but it's a pretty big letdown.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a pretty devastating day in the Bay Area. Doubt about it.
Yeah, especially for local podcasters like Haberman and Middlecoff. I will say him on the Browns does entertain me under normal circumstances. But
well,
just,
I think the Browns are going to be a decent watch. I mean, they were last year.
Just knowing just the value, it's just I don't get it.
No, I know. Yeah, I think Gettleman. Okay, guy, I got to get going.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk in circles here.
I mean, Gettleman. If Gettleman's not fired by off-season activities, the Giants.
John, you're right. This should be like the Pelicans thing. Where like a day later, the owner flips out and fires the GM.
I agree. All right. I completely agree. Later.
Okay. All right. Godspeed, everybody.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.